I've written a theme tune. Yes, and it goes like this. This may, it may go wrongly like this. Hopefully by Christmas I'll be able to remember the words. And it goes like this. This is totally... Oh dear. I'll edit that out. Totally acoustic. A home for unamplified music. It's not spiked up or plugged in. That's what it's totally about and why it's called Totally Acoustic. Oh, and what a wonderful journey we would all be on together as we discover if I can actually sing it properly or remember the word. Yeah, that's supposed to rhyme. Terrible. So, we've got a CD, which is a CD about our rarities and B-sides, because I think that is the one thing that the world is crying out for, is songs that people have heard of even less than the songs I've intended to put out. And this is a song from it. This song about... punk rock. Actually, the song is shorter than this introduction. I should explain. This song is called The Merchant Ivory Punk. Well, you're very lucky nowadays if you get to see them outside of the confines of a fashion museum. Antique speed and classic blue, all mixed up with a period costume. Here they come, the Merchant Ivory Punks. They come, the Merchant Ivory Punks. They come, Merchant Ivory Punks. Well, you're making a statement, but no one's listening. Playing pretty bacon at your daughter's christening. Sit vicious die to put your face on a postcard. Like a reject from a 70s theme park. Here they come, the Merchant Ivory Punks. They come, Merchant Ivory Punks. They come, Merchant Ivory Punks. With your archaeological attitude, the world's moved on, so why don't you? Punk's not dead, but you're not needed. Ever felt cheated? Here they come, the Merchant Ivory Punks. They come, the Merchant Ivory Punks. They come, Merchant Ivory Punks. Merchant Ivory Punks. We played that with a band at the Indie Tracks Festival this summer, and I got a scathing review online from somebody going, I was shocked! They will play a song about people sticking to long, long dead traditions of dress and ethic at an indie festival. And I thought that was sort of why I did it, really. But that's the kind of subtlety that rock and roll obliterates. Another one about this. I played the gig with my dad on Friday night. I went down to Cornwall and played a gig with my dad. And as he is, some people are also... we are very closely related, me and my dad. This is a song about coming from that general area. This song is called I Come From The Fens. Yeah. I come from the Fens, although you'd never know it. I've got a funny accent, but I don't like to show it. My friends have got 12 fingers, my sister's got 15. I come from the Fens, where everyone's like me. I come from the Fens, where no one has toboggans. The landscape is so flat, and the gradients are longuns. We like to live not far above the level of the sea. I come from the Fens, where everyone's like me. I come from the Fens, where nothing obscures the sky. Heriwood the Wake hid here, but no one quite knows why. We like to keep our breeding circle in the family. I come from the Fens, where everyone's like me. I come from the Fens, where everyone's like me. I always think of that when I go to family gatherings. So my cousin comes to family gatherings. She has less grandparents than you would expect. And she always seems oddly proud of the fact. She says, oh, did I nearly hit that curve? I'm sorry, I'm inbred. She always says, sorry. So this is a song about, I'm going to do a song about love in the information technology community. And now that I've actually tuned the guitar. Good. That's not the song, but it's a bit like that. I wrote this song one morning. I was going to the bathroom one day, and we've got a full length mirror in our hallway. And as I walked past, I looked across at myself and went, IT guy. And this is a song about, this song came from that. It's about love in the information technology community. And it's called It Only Works Because You're Here. The phone rings 9 times before he says yes. Do that in time, would you please? She's got a problem with Internet Explorer, and he's the computer desk. He waits and takes the lift to her floor and says, show me the problem then. She's mildly mortified to find that everything's working again. She flushes bright pink, which he thinks is wonderful. She feels like such a fool, and so she says, it only works because you're here. Before you came, it was broken. It only works because you're here. You've got my windows to open, la-da. Weeks pass, and that's that, until he gets in late one day to see she's been and posted a post-it note onto his screen that says, could you pop up when you've got a minute? He flies up 5 flights of stairs to find her computer rebooting. A main site IT guy sat in her chair. He's red-faced and out of breath, which she thinks is wonderful. She knows he wanted to help her, and so she says, it only works because you're here. Before you came, it was broken. It only works because you're here. You've got my windows to open, la-da-da. So he pops in to see her when he's passing, and also when he's not. She's fairly sure that he feels something for her, but she can't say exactly what. He's nervous and he's shy, and that's part of the reason why she likes him. But the fake chance of romance is not enough reason for her to stay. He can't believe it when he hears that she's leaving from her whip-round-wielding PA. There's not enough room on the card to fit all the words that burn in his heart. She's leaving. It's horrible. He doesn't know what to do. Until her leaving do, he puts his hand to his heart and says, it only works because you're here. Before you came, it was broken. It only works because you're here. You've got my windows to open, she says. Well, you've left it a bit bloody late, so let's not waste time. I think you're great. They kiss. Crowd cheers. Main site IT guy goes home in a flood of tears. I'm back on time as well. So the second performance we have for this evening is somebody I have been in bands with for over 20 years, since I was 6. So please give a respectful yet excitable round of applause for Dr. Neil Brown.
Hello, audience.
Hello.
I'm going to start with a political song, which is redolent of recent times, although we did write this an awful long time ago when we sang songs about the single transferable vote, giant badgers piloting spaceships and things like that, normally at the same time.
Mm.
always the same old story. Too much Labour, too much Tory. What we need in this here nation, proportional representation. Let's start being much nicer. Meat slicer. Facing the meat slicer. Facing the meat slicer. Facing the meat slicer. Facing the meat slicer. Oh, you are just a sad old goat. If you don't want the ST vote, if you think you're bringing extremists, then go home and wash your penis. Unless they start being much nicer. Meat slicer. Face the meat slicer. Face the meat slicer. Face the meat slicer. Face the meat slicer. And the other thing that's sort of come round full circle really is now the Tories in charge and suddenly there's no one's got any jobs. And when that last happened, I was doing that employment training thing for age concern training, and they tried to get me to prove it's cheaper than to go to Spain for their AGM than to stay in Weekston, which wasn't really on. This is DCNG as well, because in those days we couldn't afford a lot of courts. I think I'll finish this malignant work. It has become a working nightmare. They only pay me £5.50. They only pay me £5.50. One of the men had incredible moustache, fabricated from recycled basket. Someone let him into Abbey Park Festival. He was disgusted by the lack of musicianship. I think I'll finish this malignant work. It has become a waking nightmare. Turn it to a lizard and lay eggs inside my esophagus. I think I'll finish this malignant work. It has become a waking nightmare. They only pay me £5.50. They only pay me £5.50. My boss was in a world of her own. The way she dressed was like having a bad trip. Everybody was so fucking wide asleep. Get me clear of these demented shits. I think I'll finish this malignant work. It has become a waking nightmare. They only pay me £5.50. They only pay me £5.50. Two or three very rapid songs now. The first one's called Dog Toaster, and then that'll probably morph into the second song, which is called Sea Hedge.
Toaster easily operable by dogs.
I managed to confuse myself now. As this gets towards the end, please feel free to bark like dogs. It's obvious, isn't it, really, that it's going to come next. This is about the culture of blame. Because, of course, it's another political song, really. This was written shortly towards the end of the last Conservative reign, when there was this culture of blame. We were wanting to find out who started this culture of blame in the first place. Then we had the climate of fear for a number of years, which was quite scary. And now they're back, and we've got the culture of blame again. And this was about, primarily about a number of railway accidents, which I researched quite heavily at the time. And I wrote this song as a result. Woke up this morning to find my dog had gone. He had been put on the horizon, a mate 25 feet tall. Da 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 da. My children are to blame. Dog on the horizon, blotting out the sun. Da 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 da. I went to tell the kids to restore the original height of the dog and put him back in the house. Da 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 da. Everybody bark, please. Keep on barking. This one doesn't stop at blast, though. It goes all the way to barking. As Mr. Hibbick says, there's now a break to enjoy drinks and snacks at the rear of the auditorium.
There you go. So now it's our final act of the day. It's me who, the first time I saw Mrs. Gavin Osborne, my colleague, Mrs. S. Hewitt, said, "Hello. You'll love this guy." And I fucking did. He was fucking brilliant. And I'm sure he will be now. Everybody, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Gavin Osborne.
Hello. It's a signal honour to be here in front of you fine people this evening. And thank you very much for coming down. And make sure you hear all the other ones as well, because there's some incredible people on. I'm just going to start with a new song. I live in Bath now, and I have a 12-week-old baby. So I've not really written very much new stuff. Apart from Agu, which is which at the moment is just a work in progress, but you know, it's about as short as dog toaster. So there's hope from Dr. Neil Brown. Anyway, this one is, I'm trying to write an album all about marriage, and it's trying to be sort of a positive spin on it, as well as some sort of some stuff that happens a lot in my life. And this one is a sort of sex song, really. That sort of started off as a sex song and ended up being a little bit something else, but I hope you like it. You want it, I want it too. We've polished all the wine off, now there's nothing else to do. We can do it all night. Slip into something comfortable and I'll turn off the lights. It's so exciting once we start. I know it'll never end. There's no need for conversation. Let's do it in our bed. And let's watch more TV. Let's watch more TV. Oh, it's a box set and you can't top that. Put a US TV show on. It's the most fun you can have with your clothes on. 8 hours later, we're on a roll. Press play on the next episode, you've got the controls. I have never wanted you more. To get up and change the disc as the box set fell on the floor. Well, I'm not tired, I've got more in me. Well, let's go round again. I think we've got the second series. So tear open the packaging. And let's watch more TV. Let's watch more TV. You can't top that. It's a box set. Put an American TV show on. It's the most fun you can have with your clothes on. There's an actress in this one we admire, and the review says it's one hell of a ride. And there are batteries in our DVD player, so we could even take this outside. So let's watch more TV. Let's watch more TV. You can't stop it. It's a box set. Put a US TV show on. It's the most fun we can have with our clothes on. It's the most fun we can have with our clothes on. It's the most fun we can have with our clothes on. Thank you. A little song on the ukulele. When I was asked to write this song, it was for a gig with loads of physicists and scientists and stuff who know a lot about the cosmos. It was people like Richard Dawkins and Brian Cox and Robin Ince, who sort of was the guy who put me. He said, "Yeah, I just want a song about the stars and about how magical and wonderful they are." And I looked up at the stars a lot and thought, my only recollection of really looking at the stars is in order when I've got a girl next to me, in order to sort of try and pull them. You know, so I used to lay down in the grass in my little village where I grew up and sort of, we'd look at the stars, and that would ideally be some sort of precursor to sex. And so that's my only real way in. So this song is called Glow in the Park. Next to empty wine glasses, tipped sideways on grasses, a girl and a boy, backs flat to the earth, under a starlight curtain, this time honored flirting of gazing at the stars in the wide universe. He talks constellations, she gets impatient, unbuttons her jeans to show the top of her knickers, but he doesn't see, just talks of Ptolemy, Orion's belt, Kepler and Copernicus. That's right, that's an incredible rhyme. She longs for him to make a pass under a blanket of stars, but lying there in the park, this is all she says. I had glow-in-the-dark ones once above my bed. The village green seen first dates like this before. Skybound is his mind while hers is on the floor. She fancies a coffee, maybe fumbling on a futon, but he just speaks softly about Isaac Newton. He says, "It's amazing to think there was a time before the heliocentric theory. I mean, how stupid were people back then, really? I mean, all you gotta do is get a bit of string, Line it up with some stars, hold it at arm's length, sit still for hours and hours and see if anything moves. It's simple. You don't need Galileo for that, do you? But while he stares at stars, she unclips her bra, cause she's found that tactic to work best of all. Oh, but he's much more fussed about superclusters, eyes on the skies, matters celestial. He says, you see, what you think of as just pretty sparkly things are actually giant spinning balls of luminous hot gas filled with hydrogen and helium and held together by gravity. There are billions of them up there, and that's just in our own galaxy, the Milky Way. Why she wants to sleep with him, I have no idea. Milky Way. He says, there you go again, you're always talking about chocolate. Why can't you be like other men? Why can't you just get on top of me? We're underneath the stars, for Christ's sake, we're underneath the stars. Suck 'em and see. Make love to me. I'll call you the hunter if you want. I really don't care. Or would you prefer the bull? I just want some fun time tonight, you great bear. Come here, let's get elliptical. So, under the signs of the zodiac, he takes his rite of passage with her on her back, and he knows now that he has found the one. As the whole world spins madly around the sun. I went to a charlatan's gig about 2 years ago, and it was a free ticket from a friend, and I was thinking this is going to be so bad, and I had a sort of Lesson of the Smiths moment where I was in the middle of the dance floor, and I sort of reminded why I liked music. All these people were having a really good time, and they were sort of, the band were enjoying themselves, and I sort of found myself really getting into it in a way that I hadn't since I was sort of 18. And the best bit, just towards the front of the stage, was a really old man. Like 75, 80 years old, and he was losing his shit. He was having such a good time, and I just sort of pictured how he would have got there and all the rest of it, and that's what this song's all about, and it's called Albert Went Out to See Rock Bands. Book on household plants gently slipped from her grasp, and her breathing became deeper, familiar and calm, and only when she shifted her body weight slightly and sunk her head into the softer of those two duck-feathered pillows, only then did Albert lean over to his wife's side of the bed, flick the lamp off, and then in total darkness and wearing his trusty blue striped pyjamas, heaved his heavy frame from his fake slumber, made his way carefully past the cumbersome ottoman and the precarious shoe rack, trying not to breathe. He was silent, he was stealth, aware of every creak on the staircase. He used her fluffy slippers as a softener, cushioning each footstep on the way down. At the foot of the stairs was a cupboard, and inside, behind a secret panel, was his costume. It's not that kind of song. He disrobed, briefly naked, guiltily, excitingly nude in his own house. So late at night, the costume, it thrilled him and made him giggle. In practically equal measure, tight jeans, black tight t-shirt with the words Iron Maiden writ large, he pulled on his leather jacket and his Doc Martens, and he went out into the cold. Cause you see, Albert went out to see rock bands and stayed up till the morning light. You're only as old as you feel, they say, and Albert was feeling all right. A 77-year-old man headbanging in a mosh pit can go easily unnoticed, particularly when everyone else is headbanging in a mosh pit. And though Albert felt uncomfortable at times, that was mostly due to the lack of give in his jeans. He felt joyful, he felt alive. In fact, the louder the music, the more he enjoyed it. This pastime meant for teenagers, he embraced the strangeness, the sweat of a stranger, the thud of a bass line pumping through his veins. At one point, Albert threw both arms up in the air, pulled his two middle fingers down with his thumbs, and made the rock gesture. As hundreds of kids moved as one, with him in their throng, screaming words to the songs they'd all learnt in their bedrooms at home. When the band finished playing, he went out into the street in search of more adventures, reveling in his late-blooming teenage rebellion. Still the clock, it ticked on in his bedroom at home as his wife, fast asleep, was seemingly unaware he was buying cheap cider, eating an offensively large kebab from a confused high street vendor. He intended to stay up as late as he could, soaking up the motion of cars, and he got himself lost in a park, played drunken air guitar. And still the clock ticked on in his bedroom at home as he recaptured a batch of his youth all alone. Cause you see, Albert went out to see rock bands and stayed up till the morning light. Oh, you're only as old as you feel, they say, and at least Albert was feeling alright. Around 5 a.m, Albert found his way back to his street as the sun peeked its face behind a neatly oval-shaped hill, heralding the dawn of the day. He looked up at his house and then down at his shoes, those Doc Martens, as black as the night was 2 hours before. Oh, this has been brilliant, Albert said out loud. Then he bent down, pulled his shoes off, undid his yellow laces, and he tied them together and threw them up to the sun-dusted sky, landing perfectly on the electrical wires, like on the streets of New York, next to five other pairs that he'd thrown there before. He quietly opened his front door, poured himself out of his t-shirt and his jacket and his jeans, found his blue striped pyjamas, crept back upstairs, got back into bed and fell instantly asleep. Albert's wife opened her eyes, looked through the crack in the curtains onto a line of dirty black boots. She smiled to herself, just pleased that he'd made it home safe. I didn't realise you were 32 or 31, Marcus?
32.
I'm older than you.
Gosh.
This is terrifying. I thought at least... But yeah, this song is hopefully recognisable to some of you who've turned 30 and come out the other side sort of smiling. If you don't recognise anything from this song, then it's a pretty poorly observed piece of work. But it's called Over 30, and I hope you like it. Make the kind of jokes my dad made when I was young. It won't take much to coax me into making a bad pun. I enjoy showers in the morning. I moisturise and cleanse and tone. I used to wake up to Terry Wogan. Now I go to bed to racist five live phone-ins. And I drink real ale these days, just cause lager gives me headaches. It's only because of my age and weight I ever get to make the bed shake. And compared to in my 20s, sex should be so much better than when I was younger. But my body's not so bendy, I don't seem to have the hunger. I know what fixed mortgages are. I like looking at gadgets for my car. My parents are actually starting to make valid points. Now I am over 30, yes I am. Over 30, yes I am. Over 30 years old. I like fresh flowers on the table when they're in full bloom. On Sunday mornings I am able to clean and tidy my front room. It's bliss, my flat looks like page 20 from IKEA's catalogue. But their fine designs interest me now far more than their hot dogs. And I'd rather write a letter than go marching in the street. Watching late night Question Time is really something of a treat. I'm far more aware of politics, but far less angry than before. And I make the noise when I bend down to the floor. My beer belly has stayed, but it don't matter cause I paid for it. So now I'm paying for a gym that I never use. Now I am over 30, yes I am. Over 30, yes I am. Over 30 years old. I don't know the names to any bands or any songs in the charts, apart from MJ Hibbert and the Validators. I don't know the latest playground slang or new words for body parts. And when I listen to hip-hop stations, if I'm honest, I'm just waiting for the chorus as I correct their pronunciation and refer back to my thesaurus. Prefer the slow pace of tea drinking on the move lattes. I get more pleasure from test matches than I do from the one days. I can't eat without a pudding or drink without my favourite mug. I panic when I see a hoodie just in case he wants a hug. I'm terrified of teenagers. I actually use my yellow pages and I save money in jars for rainy days. But when did I grow old? Did I sleep in too late? Has the earth just rotated? Is time really fleeting? Did I miss a meeting? Or was it when I grew this stupid little ginger fluffy beard? Just to cover up my double chin, what trouble was I in during facial hair practice? My time seemed to drift on its axis. But I still wear Converse trainers. Get down with you kids. I've got the latest mobile phone with a huge amount of gig, whatever that is. And I pick up litter, I'm polite, I help old ladies to cross the street. Surely I must be an inspiration to all these young people that I meet. And I call them graphic novels. I still read comic books. The older you get, the less you really care about anyone giving you funny looks. And just because I like those cookery shows on Saturday morning telly, that doesn't mean my flame's extinguished. There's still fire in this belly. And yes, I do think your toddler's cute. Fuck it, she can even do a modelling shoot. I'm not even ashamed to say it anymore. I want another baby. Now I am over 30, yes I am. I'm over 30, yes I am. Over 30 years old.
Bloody fantastic, wasn't it? If I wanted more, I would have been asking too much. So thanks so much for coming. Thanks, Ms. Gavin Osborne. Thanks so much for my lodestone and inspiration, Dr. Neil Brown. Thank you very much for coming. And next time we've got Winston Echo and Pete Green. But until then, that has been Totally Acoustic. Thank you very much.
So that was Totally Acoustic. Seemed to work, I think, and a bloody lovely time was had by all. The next one is on the 26th of October at the Lamb. We've got Winston Echo and Pete Green playing. All the details are on the webpage, which is www.totallyacoustic.com/. And if you want to find any links to Gavin or Neil, you should be able to find those there as well. So thanks for them for coming. Thanks for listening and see you next time.